How's everybody doing? Obviously, a frustrating loss yesterday. We played some winning football, though, especially on defense. Thought our guys fought hard. I think in spurts, we played some winning football on offense. Did some things in special teams, too, but obviously on offense, not enough plays made in the scoring zone. We got to make those kicks when we have those opportunities. But I thought all in all, our guys fought hard. This team has no quit in it. Obviously, you can't turn the ball over the way we did in the scoring zone. That's kind of been something we've done this year. It's disappointing. We got to get that corrected. But again, as I talked to the team today, we're all in. I mean, everybody to a man, we're all in. We know what we're facing. We know everything that's going to get said and written and all that. Well, honestly, we don't care. We're not going to get concerned about any of that. What we're going to get concerned about is just playing, winning football, getting better. And making sure that we take care of our issues as a football team. So that's what we have to do in order to get this thing turned. As I told them, I came here for one reason, and that's to get it turned. When it's going to turn, I don't have the answer to that. But that's what I'm here for, and that's not going to change. So I'm committed to fixing this. I'm going to stand in the gap of all of this and put it on my shoulders with the rest of our staff and our players. And we're going to get this fixed. It's frustrating to a man, I'm sure to coaches, to our players. But at the same time, nobody can do anything about it but us. We're the ones that made those mistakes out there yesterday that would have given us an opportunity to win. So we can't blame or fault anybody. You know, we go back to practice. We go back to work. We do it better. We hold each other a little bit more accountable to what we're trying to do. But no one's running. You know, no one's going to run from what we're dealing with. We're accountable to it. We have to fix it, and that's what it is. As far as the injuries are concerned, Jamie Collins has fully been cleared from the concussion protocol. We return to practice this week. James Burgess had a knee injury. We'll see how that responds, and there's nothing significant outside of that to report. So that's a good thing. You know, we got a pretty healthy football team as we start practice for the week getting ready for Houston.
What are you going to do with the quarterback
situation? I'll let you know as I'm going to take some time and continue to look at the tape and make a decision, which I think is best for our football team.
What were your first impressions of the tape when you saw it today?
Oh, there's some things we can do better. There's no question. I mean, we went up and down the field. Obviously have more yards than we've had all year, and I thought there was times we played like I think our offensive team should look. But we got to finish in the scoring zone, you know, and anytime you turn the ball over down there, you stop your team from scoring. And not only from scoring, the other team has the ball. Now they get a chance to go score. So we need to fix those things. So to Deshaun, obviously he's got to improve in that area. And like I said, we'll make a decision as we head forward. That's it. All right, have a good day.
Is he seeing the field well enough? I know on that interception he said he didn't see the safety undercutting the –
I think there's a lot of things Deshaun does see. And I think, you know, as you guys know, when you get in the scoring zone, things get compacted, you know, a little bit. So maybe we're not seeing some things we need to see down there as clearly as we need to. But there are some other throws that he made that were outstanding, you know, in certain situations. But down there, I mean, let's just be honest, that's where these things have reared their ugly head. And it's been for several games. So obviously we're not seeing it as well as we need to.
About the offensive line, you guys spent all that money to make this better. Is it performing like you thought it would? I'm thinking of that fourth and two.
I think, you're going to take one isolated play. I think they're getting better. I mean, I don't think there's any question that the offensive line the last 2 weeks have personally given up zero sacks. I mean, we have one sack yesterday, and that was on our quarterback at that particular point in time. It was not on the offensive line. And the week before then, I think we had two, and those were both on the quarterback. So they've improved. We ran the ball for over 140 yards. Now, fourth and two, do I want to see us make it? It was fourth and one, you know, to be exact. It was fourth and one, and we didn't make it. We didn't get the movement that I think we needed to get. So obviously, you can, if you want to point to that and say it's not performing like you think it should, that's totally up to you. But I think those guys are battling. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Do we want to make the fourth and one? Yes, we did. We didn't. So, I mean, it's easy to point to that and say, okay, well, maybe they're not performing the way they need to. Sometimes teams, you know, they get paid too, and they made a play and they got it stopped.
What have you decided about the kicker?
What have I decided about the kicker? Again, we're gonna look at everything, you know, and see where it is. But Gonzo knows he's got to make those kicks. You know, there's no question about that. I mean, again, he has an accountability to his teammates. We stick him out there. We think he can make them, so he needs to go make them.
You said in the past that you're sure that Deshaun has the right temperament and the right makeup to be able to handle something like this, though. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be human nature to have your confidence shaken when you get benched at halftime and then when your coach says he hasn't made up his mind about it?
Oh, yeah. His confidence could be shaken, but I'm not. I don't think I'm worried about that. I don't think Deshaun is neither. I don't think you guys would ever know if his confidence is shaken or not. I think we're making a lot of it because of things I said earlier about this young man. But also, that was a while back. This is now. This is five games into a season. This is an offensive football team that, to me, has not functioned at a high level all the time, but has played in spurts. And so we need to get better. And I think you're seeing a young player who is in his first five games has done some good things, and there's some things he needs to improve on. And there are some things that he has to do better in order for the football team to have a chance to win. So I don't look at it that way. You know, I think any human being, hell, my confidence is shaken. I mean, we haven't won a game. I mean, I'm 1 in whatever you guys want to say. What, 1 in 30, whatever you guys want to call it. I don't know what it is. I mean, that my confidence is shaking too. But I'm going to walk in here every day and in this building every day with the mindset to get better and get this organization, this football team, to winning. Deshaun's got to do the same thing. We can't do anything different than that. And that's what it is.
Do you still believe, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where you said he gives us hope and we think he could be the franchise guy?
I still believe that. That hadn't changed. I'm not backing off of that. Just because a guy all of a sudden, again, we started this with everybody in this room saying, hey, Hugh, you know, he might not play as well at times. Well, that's what this is. So, well, I don't think anybody should be surprised by it. You know, this was going to happen. I said this to you guys. It's going to happen at some point in time. What I decide to do about it, that's my decision on what I think is best for our football team, okay, and what's best for the player. And I think he's bounced back from some things that when they didn't go as well. He's improved in some areas. Like I said, he did a good job of getting rid of the ball, not taking sacks. I think that has definitely gotten better. The interception issue is something I brought up to our football team. You know, that's one of the goals of our team. We don't turn the ball over. Because if you don't turn the ball over, you got a chance to win. Okay? If you turn the ball over, you don't have a chance to win. So, again, I got to do a great job with the football team. It's not just about him. Because I'm also responsible for 53 other guys, and maybe more than that, how many is over there, that I'm responsible for making sure they understand that we're trying to win. We talked about development the other day. It's not just about development. This is about winning. Winning is first and foremost. Development is second, because that's our job. That's what we do, develop players. But it's all about winning, and that's what it is.
When you say shouldn't be surprising, I get what you're saying. But at the same time, you also were real insistent before the season, we're going to ride through the ups and downs that we know are coming.
Absolutely. Ride through the ups and downs until I determine that the ups and downs are too much. Maybe I've been riding through. I mean, that's what we've been doing. I mean, but at some point in time, I have to look and say, what's best for the football team? And that's what I plan on doing. You know, and I think that's where it all starts, and we have. Deshaun, in my opinion, is going to be a tremendous football player in this league. And he's got to continue to work at it each and every day. He's like most young quarterbacks that start into this. It goes good, then there's a little nosedive, then there's a pickup, and then there's a flatten out period. I mean, he's going to go through all of that until he's gone through it. I mean, he's the youngest quarterback in the National Football League. And I said it. I was going to ride with him, and I have done that. I've also said it a week ago that I thought the young guy played lights out. And I think everybody took that to another level. I said that because he played lights out in decision-making. I didn't say delivering the ball, this, that, and the other. It's decisions and not taking sacks. So maybe I should have phrased that differently. But at the same time, he's growing and he's getting better in some areas. But there's a lot of areas that you have to be good at playing quarterback in the National Football League, and I think we all know that.
Winning more than development, hasn't Hogan earned an opportunity to start?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. That's why I say it's about winning and development. It's both. But winning is first. Because that's what we do this for. We don't do this for any other reason. So we'll see. We'll see where that all goes. I haven't made that decision yet.
If you do decide to go with Hogan, how will being on the sideline for however many weeks benefit Kizer?
I think if that's the decision that I make and that we make, then I think it will benefit him tremendously. I mean, because he'll get a chance to just take a breather and take a look at it from a different lens. you know, not from that pressure. The pressure of playing quarterback in a National Football League for 70 plays a game and making all the right decisions and understanding defenses and where the ball goes sometimes can be tough. Some guys handle it extremely well. Some guys hit you know, divots as they go. Some guys rise above it. And that's okay. All of it's going to happen in a guy's first year, okay? So I don't look at what's happened with him as, oh, man, he's regressed or he's not doing this or he's not – I don't see that. I see a young man who's going through the process of trying to become a good quarterback in this league with a young football team, and he's trying to help carry it, and that's tough. That's just part of it.
How do you go about, you know, what are you going to do to make this decision? What's the process going to be like?
Well, I think for me, Mary Kay, I just need to, you know, kind of get along to myself after watching the tape again and really thinking back through it all. And then again, like I said, my decision was best for our team. What's best for our team to put us in position to win? And I think, and also what's best for Deshaun? You know, it's not just the team, but what's best for him to so that he can feel like, okay, I'm moving further along in this process and I'm understanding what it needs, what I need to do to be better. I think it all that will go into my decision making.
Going through the thought process of why Hogan, you know, was kind of like dismissed as number four throughout the whole summer and got fewer reps than anybody. I know you had to parcel him out at some point, but he never seemed to be in the picture as a contender.
I know that's what you guys thought. Yeah. That's why he's the backup. You know, I know that's the way you guys felt because you guys were keeping track of all that, but I've never said that in this room. You know, I know people felt that way, but Kevin has always been right there, in my opinion. I've watched him play last year for this football team. I watched him play in the preseason. I've never felt that. I mean, I let you guys make all those decisions and statements, but Kevin has always been right there.
Well, he didn't get a start in any of the preseason games.
That was okay. It wasn't about him getting a start. That's okay. That's all right. But no, well, that's what you guys think in practice. There are certain things I watched him do that I needed him to do that showed me where he was. And again, he's a very cerebral young man. He gets it and works at it each and every day extremely hard. So I knew exactly where Kevin is and what I needed to see from him. And I, again, that's why I made him backup quarterback.
How did Miles wake up and feel this morning when he got in the building?
I'm sure sore. He was a little sore, but again, it was good to have him out there. Boy, what a tremendous play, you know, on the first play and again, the other sack that he made. So he gave us some juice, gave us a lift. I mean, again, he was part of the defense I thought that played well, and we got to continue to get him to that next level where he can play longer.
You had him on a pitch count for his debut, 19-ish snaps right. Yesterday. Do you have a plan that as the weeks go on, that's going to gradually increase?
Absolutely. You know, that's the plan. Let's get him through a little bit more in practice, get him through a little bit more in the game.
When you make a decision like you did on the fourth down,
yes.
Is part of the – you have a guy – just out of curiosity, you have a guy in the press box
who's I do.
Got a computer?
Absolutely. We talk about it before the game, and we talk about it during the game. So, yeah, I do have someone in the press box. His name is Dave Giuliani, and he's extremely good. He's been outstanding all year.
He does, like, hey, your chance of winning increases if you make it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got to process all that within how long?
And it always happens very quickly. But we've already talked about it, you know, that down and distance where we are on the field way before the game starts. Oh, it's a huge help. You know, it's a huge help. Because, again, as I said, that decision in my mind and all of our minds was the right decision. Because we make that and hopefully would have led to a touchdown. Doesn't mean that it would have. Whether it was a tie or you score a touchdown, we feel like our chances go, I mean, it's like 78% or almost 80%, you win the game. So that's what that was about. And at the time, as I said, it wasn't like they were just, you know, running roughshod over our defense. Our defense was stopping them, playing extremely well. If I'm not mistaken, there was more than 9 minutes left in the game at the time. I mean, everything pointed to let's do this. You know, there were some field goal issues, you know, so everything said, hey, let's do it. And it was the right call. We didn't make it. So, I mean, it's easy to talk about it today, but I felt good about it. And if I was in that situation, I'd do it again. And that's just where we were. We didn't make it. They were able to go down and score. I never thought they'd go 97 yards and go score. So, again, it's going to look like a bad decision, but I felt very good about it. The information I have said, let's do it, and that's what we did.
Did you change your mind on that, though? Because
Yeah, because at first, when I first thought, I said, okay, let me go for the tight end. I'm like, no, let's win the game. You know, we're here to win. We're at this game trying to win the game. So, Hugh, if that's what you're selling to your players, they want to go get this thing. Let's go win the game. Now, okay, now we got to go make it. And that's not what we did. So, again, that's going to be talked about for a while. I get it, but that's okay.
Do you think you'll come back in here on Wednesday and announce who your starting quarterback is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. No, you guys know me. I like to make those decisions and move on.
How did you think, okay, Triggs, and kind of had a different look at receiver. Kasan Williams got more involved.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think that position is evolving to? Did those guys earn more time?
I think they did. I think they made some plays, you know, but obviously, we'll get Kenny back and see where he is, and we'll put him back out there too. So the more bodies we have to throw at, that means more opportunities we have to make more plays.
Joku stepped up and is starting to make some plays. Can you talk about
it? No, he did. You know, he obviously was a tremendous catch on the touchdown, caught another ball across the middle, caught another ball down the boundary, and almost had a chance for a huge play in the game that we weren't able to get to because the defense kind of adjusted at the last minute. But he's making plays. Obviously, he scored 3 touchdowns in the scoring zone. That's huge for a football team. He's a threat down there, and I think he's just getting better. You know, and he'll become a better blocker in time, but he's working at it each and every day. So I think, you know, he's just got to keep growing as a National Football League player.